Tuesday wounded dozens of people, mostly civilians. Afghan military authorities said an attacker detonated an explosives-packed vehicle at the front gate before gunmen entered an empty hospital adjacent to the Bagram airfield. The U.S.-led NATO mission said there were no coalition casualties. The facility being built to serve local Afghans was badly damaged. No one has taken responsibility for the attack. New Zealand officials say the volcano on White Island is showing more threatening signs, and that is delaying the recovery of bodies 2 days after the fatal eruption. The death toll remains uncertain. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The volcano has vented more steam and mud, prompting authorities to delay plans to retrieve the bodies of victims from a deadly eruption 2 days ago. The GeoNet Seismic Monitoring Agency says tremors on White Island have been intensifying to a level not seen since an eruption in 2016. Meanwhile, Australia is sending a military plane to bring some of the Australians injured in the eruption back to Australia for specialist medical care. Authorities are expecting to transport 10 injured patients to New South Wales and Victoria states beginning Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is the eve of voting in Britain, and the final poll of the campaign shows a loss of some support for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, though it is still favoured to win a parliamentary majority. Johnson is warning UK voters that a divided parliament would endanger his plan to pull the country out of the European Union, now scheduled for January 31st. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is campaigning in Scotland today, where he said people need an end to austerity and added that a Labour government would offer what he called real hope. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. He will become the fourth U.S. president to be impeached. Donald Trump faces twin charges, abuses of power and obstruction of Congress. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
21 years ago next week, the House voted to remove Bill Clinton from office for obstructing justice before the Senate acquitted him. This time around,
American people will see, is it true and is it what they say and is it then what should be done with it if it's true?
In the meantime,
the rest of us should go about our lives, and all of us commenting on it won't have anything to do with it. They should do their job, I'll do mine.
The former president says the important thing is Congress continues doing its job, noting yesterday's bipartisan agreement on a major trade deal, even as impeachment swirled. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
That new trade deal is between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, which has been signed. It replaces NAFTA. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. trade representative.
Is the best trade agreement in history. I think it's going to do the most for manufacturing in this region. It's going to do the most for farmers in this region. It's digital trade and e-commerce provisions are the gold standard.
The signing ceremony took place yesterday in Mexico City. Impeachment actions notwithstanding, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed the pact, declaring it is a major improvement over the original North American Free Trade Agreement and offers President Trump a re-election campaign talking point. He had long insisted NAFTA was a bad deal for the U.S. The agreement was made possible after congressional Democrats and the White House agreed on the final terms. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi is at the International Court of Justice in The Hague to defend her country against charges of genocide against its Rohingya Muslim community. Here's VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
There were protests in Myanmar against the court hearing. But in refugee camps in neighboring Bangladesh, Rohingya Muslims held prayers as the case got underway.
Aung San Suu Kyi knew about genocide, but she did not ask it to stop, so we want justice.
Myanmar's military is accused of waging a campaign of mass killings, torture and rape in 2017, which drove 750,000 Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
In one admission at The Hague, Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi said Myanmar's military may have used disproportionate force against the Rohingya. To stay up to date on all the world news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.